the Chamber of Commerce and Tourism and the Otan Ambassadors. We'd like to present you with this plaque in recognition of your business expansion, the new gas station here at Cashwise in Otana. So,
very good. Thank you. Very nice.
Now's your chance to tell us.
I just want to say that this project, when it started going, I had a hard time feeding the team, telling them that they were going to start it. And it started probably a few months ago, and we just didn't know if they were going to finally start digging. And then when they started digging, we couldn't believe that how fast it went. Had a couple of hiccups with the rain and stuff, but I tell you what, this fuel center is going to be a great win for our store, for our customers and our guests or whatever, to be able to, you know, use their more rewards cards and not have to drive across town. They'll be able to, you know, get their savings here at the store, and they're going to be able to get their savings here at the pump too. So a win-win for us. And I just want to, you know, thank the team too for all the support that we had throughout going through this, and the team that, you know, did this. They did a wonderful job on the fuel center here. And Cashwise Express is going to be great. We're going to have some cheap gas here in town, and I tell you what, we're going to try to stay very competitive and try to be lower than anybody in town is what we're going to try to do.
It's already been lowered.
Yeah, and we're going to stay with that concept or whatever, and we're going to go after some gas sales. So a win-win. So thank you very much.
Delivery phone call line 101, please. Home delivery line 101.
So Keith, people can use their rewards. It's all electronic. Yep. You just pull up. You want to just explain how it works?
Yeah, we actually our gas center has 7 different grades of fuel in here. So no other gas station in town has all 7. So that's a win for us. We have E15, E30. We've got the mid grade, the unleaded, the premium, and the diesel. So we've got all 7 grades of gas. So that's another win for us. But yes, you can use your we have gift cards in the store that you can use at the pumps. You can use your credit cards at the pump, and then redeeming your more rewards, you're just using your phone number at the pump. You know, when you get in there, you put your card in there, it'll ask you to redeem your more rewards. You'll punch in your number or whatever, and you're ready to go. So it's a pretty easy process. Again, we're trying to get out here a little bit, you know, showing people, you know, redeeming the more rewards. Some people have a trouble when you're putting your card in or whatever. You got to enter your phone number because you have to hit yes or no. So we're out here kind of going through some of the you know, new stuff that, you know, we're popping up here and there. So, but we want to make sure that our guests, you know how to use the pumps. We're going to get out here on a regular basis and try to, you know, wipe them down, you know, spray them down, sanitize them, you know, keep the pumps clean for our guests or whatever. So, again, it's just, you know, it's going to be a good process going through this. So, a win.
It did go fast. It was a swimming pool and then it was a gas station.
Yes.
That really hurt.
I tell you what, I think at times I seen somebody out there with a fishing pole. It was so deep out here. So, I think that was our 2-week hiccup that we had with that. You know, it did rain quite a bit and it was quite a puddle. But the guys that, you know, put it together, they were able to make up some time or whatever and really go after, you know, getting the results that they did. So, you know, absolutely great job that they did here.
Great.
So,
yeah, it really does.
When did it start? When did
last Friday we ended up.
When did the whole process start? Maybe the groundbreaking or whatever you want to call it.
When was it that they started, guys?
I mean, 2 or 3 months?
A few months ago. It was a few months ago.
Okay, a few months ago. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
So when did the concept first start that you wanted to do this?
Well, I think...
How long ago was that?
I think it started back a while. I think that Coburn's is looking at, you know, some of their other locations because of our more rewards program. Obviously, the gas thing is, you know, they're attached to Holiday or whatever, and people have to drive. Sometimes they have to drive across town or whatever. So in some of their facilities, they're trying to make it easier for the guests, so they're not driving, like, you know, a mile or half a mile down the road to, you know, to get their more rewards. So I think that's the concept that they want to do, is kind of having a one-shop stop. They can come in, they can get their groceries or whatever, and then on the way out they can get use their savings or whatever at the gas pump rather than driving all over the place. So
all of our new stores that are being developed or remodeled include a gas station, include a liquor store, include the deli, typically on the same building. the new ones have it right adjacent to, you know, it would be like up where the FedEx truck is up there. And then on the back side of that is the deli and the liquor store is on the other side. So
thank you, Wayne.
The new concept.
Good.
Well, it is better to have a deli.
Yes.
Yeah.
That one shop, you know, stop shop. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, it's going to be a win for us.
How's it been going so far? Are people using it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yep, they've been using it. You know, obviously, we did the soft opening or whatever, so we can kind of run through everything. We've got some training that we want to do with the rest of our staff or whatever, but we kind of got the main people trained or whatever, so we're going to start training everybody to know how to, you know, try to, you know, change the paper and things like that or whatever. So we use that week for just kind of a training thing or whatever and kind of a soft opening, so if we run into any kind of issues or whatever, we can kind of fix it before today. But it's going to be a good process or whatever. All our team is going to be trained on how to you know, do the things that they need to do out here. So, but no, it's a good process.
Anybody else got any questions?
So how do you get out here to have it?
Oh, that's a good question. Every one of our stations have like a monitor on there. So if anybody has like an issue or problem, say they didn't get a receipt or something, they can press the button, and our customer service has like a phone and it's got like a video camera on it. So then that person can say, hey, I'm at pump 7 or whatever and I didn't get a receipt. So we can have somebody come out here and take care of that right away. So there is a video phone that we'll have, it'll show the whole area out here, which is really nice for us, our convenience, so that one of us on staff can go out here and take care of whatever problem that they have. So that's a good question.
Keith, for people who don't know, you started here not that long ago. Tell us real quick a little bit about how you...
Yes. I started in January. I've been around the retail world. I've worked for other competitors before, Rainbow Foods, Target and stuff, but I found myself to Owatonna. Cash-wise here, I mean, grocery has been in my blood for a lot of years. And I did move, I found a house in like March, what was it, April, May-ish or whatever. So I was in a hotel for a few months or whatever until I found a location here. But yes, this is my new home and my new family. My new family in Owatonna here, and it's going to be good. I kind of started, and obviously we hit the COVID virus or whatever, so it's been kind of interesting, but it's been great so far. I love my team so far that we're doing all this stuff, and we're putting in the fuel center, and we're doing all the things that we are doing, so win-win.
Welcome to town.
Thank you.
Yeah, great
thank you.
To have you here. Yep. Good. Congratulations.
Yes.
Yeah, good job. Turned out wonderful.
Thank you.
Official now that the ribbon's cut.
Yes. Official. All right, and I'll say that we're gonna bring the cake inside. Oh, yeah. So if anybody wants to get a slice of cake, we're gonna put it in a tray for you guys. So if you guys want to eat it now or later or whatever, you guys will have that. So we're gonna. Bring